The Brandon Ayuk contract is done, and it keeps him a member of one of the best offenses on one of the best teams in the National Football League. Let's talk about it as our last Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast before I commission and execute and participate in both of my personal leagues. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast is presented by Hooters. OriginalHooters.com is your destination in the Tampa Bay area for details on their 11 locations, one of which we will be at in the coming days for one of my personal leagues. Remember that Hooters has a seasonal sauce for the summer, mango habanero, available for your wings or your new hand-breaded tenders. Also, at any of these 11 locations, you can enjoy a canned neutral beverage for under $5, a Mick Ultra pint for under $5, a Bud or Bud Light pint for under $5. Thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email with your draft questions and results. Please send them to me directly at write.todd@yahoo.com. As I have said for years, this is year 9 of the podcast. Posting on social media or a message board somewhere means nothing to me. It doesn't get to me. I don't respond to it. I give you the email address so we can talk one-on-one, and that's how I channel it. Recently, I was told of some posts on some message board about the podcast. I have since taken care of that. So if you are listening to the podcast and you are a fantasy player and you have a comment, you send it to me via email, the email I give out every podcast. That's the only way I see it. That's the only way it matters. write.todd@yahoo.com. And no, I don't do a ton promoting or respond on social media. Someone asked about a podcast via my social media. Well, if they were a listener of the podcast, they know I have an email address and that's the way you get a hold of me. So let's talk about Brandon Ayuk. Now that he has a new contract, he will be highly paid. He stays in San Francisco. As of the time of this podcast, Friday lunchtime, August 30th, based on fantasyfootballcalculator.com mock draft data for the previous 48 hours, Brandon Ayuk had slipped. This is prior to the signing. We'd gone through a lot. It was kind of fun to Ian Rappaport kind of breaking down the wall of how often he thought Brandon Ayuk had a deal and or had a trade. We had heard the Browns were in play. We had heard the Patriots were in play. We had heard the Steelers were in play. We had heard Washington was in play because Ayuk actually was with Jaden Daniels at Arizona State. Kind of stunning that Ayuk's already coming up on his second deal and Daniels hasn't taken a regular season NFL snap. But they played together at Arizona State and apparently have maintained a good relationship, or at least a friendly relationship. But in the end, John Lynch gets it done and Brandon Ayuk stays in San Francisco as one of these new highly paid wide receivers. It's a pretty clean deal, at least on first look. In terms of $30 million per year over 4 years added to what was currently on Ayuk's deal this year, which I guess was around 14-ish for Ayuk to play this season. All you need to know from a fantasy standpoint now is there's no guesswork. You're not worried about where Ayuk is going to play this year and when Ayuk is going to play this year. Now, you can worry how quickly is he up to speed and how ready to go is he for the Niners' opening game, which will be, the first Monday night game at home against that New York Jets defense. But the good part for us now, if you want to buy into Brandon Ayuk, and it's going to cost you probably a second or a third round draft pick to do it, whether you're a 10-team, 12-team, 14-team, non-PPR, half-point, or full-point out, you know, 20th century fantasy football, full point PPR, as we call it here. That's what it's going to cost you. Based on the mock draft data of the prior 48 hours, Ayuk had gone from a mid to late second round pick to an early to mid third round draft pick over the last week or so. And I think that was just because we were tired of the guessing. We were tired of hearing he was going to all these other places. There were too many scenarios. So now that's all gone. Now you just wonder how quickly he can be productive and how good of a season he's going to have, how good of a season Brock Purdy is going to have, how good of a season the Niners offense and the Niners are going to have. All of these trend in the right direction, because the thing, I invested very heavily last year in Brandon Ayuk in both of my leagues, and it paid off. Troy Aikman was one of those analysts who went out of his way in recent years to talk about the improvement of Brandon Ayuk as a professional football player in terms of his route running. I was not interested in anything from a fantasy standpoint involving Brandon Ayuk until last year. And actually, it started based on some things that I began to see with my own eyes and hear from people like Troy Aikman and other analysts about Ayuk's route running, his production. Somewhere during the 2022 season, things really moved forward for Ayuk as a football player. And that's why I invested heavy in him last year. And it wasn't just because of him. It was because of the price on him, where I could get him in drafts. I got him in the sixth round of my foundation league last year. And the last pick in the sixth round was where I got him last year in the 10-team foundation. Forget where I got him in the last podcast league. I think it was the fifth round I got him in the last podcast league. That was a 12-team league. So Ayuk went out, scored two touchdowns in the opening game at Pittsburgh, was a consistent downfield threat, explosive plays, scoring plays for a San Francisco 49er offense that is productive, that has a lot of the right people. Now, Trent Williams isn't in as of the time of this broadcast. The anchor future Hall of Fame tackle for the 49ers to block for Purdy, to block for McCaffrey, to block for Debo on jet sweeps and reverse, not in. But from an Ayuk standpoint, the guesswork is done. You're no longer picking him thinking he's going to be with Jaden Daniels, or I hope he's not with Brissett and May and whatever is going on what looks like a really bad New England team this year, or if he goes to Cleveland and what his role is there, and is that for Amari Cooper, or does he coexist with Amari Cooper, and how does Jerry Jeudy? None of that. He returns to the same personnel, other than at least Trent Williams blocking, right? Everything else about the Niner offense as of right now looks the same. He's got the same quarterback throwing to him. He's got the same guy calling the plays, because that guy is the same head coach. And we don't worry about Kyle Shanahan other than in huge postseason games. That's where he has failed badly. His fingerprints are all over a few losses in Super Bowls, 51, 54, 58. And somewhere in there, there were some fingerprints on a conference championship game, I believe. But Super Bowl-wise, 51, 54, 58. OC, head coach, play caller, play caller, play caller, loss, loss, loss. That's the final hurdle for Kyle to clear. That means nothing to us from a fantasy standpoint. So Brandon Ayuk has a specific role, has played into that role. Now, will he be motivated to perform to the level he is being paid? Or will his production drop off? I have said on this podcast prior to Ayuk signing the deal. I think Ayuk just had the best year of his career. Just the fact that he signed a contract and he stayed with the 49ers doesn't change my opinion of that. I want to see him prove me wrong and prove that he is worthy of this deal, just as Niner fans want to see him be worthy of this deal. Put up 20 yards per reception. Put up being a consistent threat to score. Help your team win the division. Perhaps earn a first round bye. Get back to the Super Bowl and finally win a Super Bowl. So that's to be determined. But at least we know where Ayuk is. The stability of the play caller, the stability of the offense, the stability of the people around him, other than the anchor left tackle, the stability of the quarterback. Now, there's going to be something that changes here. Somebody's going to get hurt. It's not that easy for just to flip the switch and everything's going to be exactly the same. Beyond just, will Ayuk be as motivated now that he is highly paid to perform as well as he performed all of last year and with that marked improvement that he made in 2022 that caught my attention and so many other people's attention. So I mentioned how the fantasy football calculator mock draft data for the 24 hours from basically 1 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, August 28th to 1 p.m. Eastern time, Friday, August 30th, had Brandon Ayuk coming off the board in his ADP at 32. And just behind Jalen Waddle and just ahead of DK Metcalf. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I would expect, based on this news, Ayuk is going to move up now that we know what the deal is. Had this been a completed trade to another team, then the ADP stays or goes lower in all likelihood. But the fact that he stays where he is most productive in a productive offense with a quarterback who he has a rapport with should move Ayuk back up. I would imagine if you want Ayuk, you're going to need to get him in the second round. I'm sure there will be stories of him falling into the third round, but I think that's a minority percentage. And if he does fall into the third round, I mean, more likely to fall in a third round in a 10-team league than obviously a 12 or a 14-team league, not going to last long in that third round. I could see Ayuk being at the turn, as I've talked about, one of my favorite places to draft because it's half the work and you get two players at a time. You don't have to, if there are two players you like, most of the places in a fantasy draft, you have to choose one. If you're picking at an end of the round, or as I call it, a transfer spot, transfer from one round to the other, you get both of your guys. You get them both. Ayuk may be going a lot in that transfer spot, end of second round, start of third round, if he lasts that long. I don't see him lasting too much longer than that. Now, based on what I've said about last year, maybe being the best year he's ever had, am I in the market for Brandon Ayuk? Not as much, but more now that I know he's back with the Niners. And it depends on what I've already done. Again, I'm sort of playing out a scenario with you where I'm picking first overall. I have nothing to go on. In our league, you don't know where you pick until just before the draft. And there's a two-step random. There's a random process, then a selection process. You actually choose your draft position, but that is a random order that assigns you to choose. Someone saw on a television segment done on Bay News 9 a few years ago, oh, Todd uses playing cards to determine his draft order. Yes and no. The playing cards don't determine the draft order. The playing cards determine the order of choosing the draft order. And everyone in my foundation league last year chose not to pick first overall. I had the 10. Everyone from ace through nine chose somewhere after the first overall pick. So I chose first overall by default, which meant I picked last in the second round and the start of the third round. So hence later on, I chose Ayuk at the bottom of the sixth round in that spot. Boy, how good and bad were those two picks back to back? So in the foundation last year, foundation league last year, my two picks went on the clock, end of sixth, start of seventh, were Brandon Ayuk, five-star pick, Alexander Mattison, garbage. Worst goal to go back ever. Absolutely ever. Nice to have two picks at once. If you get one right, if you hit a home run with one of them, you're probably going to have a chance to make the fantasy playoffs and compete. So we'll see. I probably am not going to come away from either of my fantasy drafts with Brandon Ayuk, but, and I'll just go ahead and put it out there, if he's still sitting there in the third round, somewhere in the middle, like around his current ADP, prior to the news of the contract and the extension with the Niners and taking away the possibility of him going somewhere else. But sure, if he's sitting there middle, late, third round, and you know, could Ayuk have a soft tissue injury, or you know, is he physically up to speed? Mentally, I'm not really worried because I'm sure the Niners evolve their offense, but it's not like he has to learn a new system or catch balls from a new quarterback or has different people around him. This is familiar to him. But yes, physically, there could be something with a soft tissue injury just because he hasn't been going full speed or at any speed recently. It's going to be tough, even if we hadn't gone through this holdout, hold in, for him to replicate the numbers from a year ago. But I think Kyle Shanahan still has the plan to use Ayuk in much the same way that he successfully used him a year ago, which means a lot of yards per catch and scoring touchdowns. When the Niners line up in a goal-to-go situation, I still think McCaffrey is option one and option two. And of course, Debo is quite a weapon. Ayuk seems like more of a touchdown weapon, dare I say, outside the 10-yard line, not necessarily inside the five, especially. But Ayuk does score. We like that. We like the yardage per reception, how high it was last year. Here was an example, and I'm just not even looking at the actual stats. An Ayuk game from last year was like 4 for 83 and a touchdown. It doesn't seem like much, does it? But that adds up quickly. As I often say, you just want your starters to get in double figures. And then you hope one of your starters in a particular week explodes. They get those two touchdowns or that huge yardage game, and they get you 20 or 20 plus. But if all of your starters get you 10 or more, that's your base. That means you have a chance to win. And Ayuk did that most of the time, because most of the time when he caught the ball, it was downfield. And you had a chance of at least a touchdown in every game as a result of his abilities and the abilities of the San Francisco 49ers. So if you want him, you're probably going to have to take him in round two. What was the line from Gordon Gekko? Very early in Wall Street. I loved it at 60. It's an insult at 70. I love Ayuk in the third round. I don't think I'm touching him in the second. I may regret that later, but I think we will. It's just going to be tough for him to replicate his numbers from last year, even if he is extremely motivated to do so and not anchored down by the big wallet he now has in his back pocket. You guys know what I'm talking about. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember to send me your emails with your draft results so we can talk about them. This is the last podcast I will do before my two fantasy drafts, where we'll be reviewing that and getting ready for the start of the regular season. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening. Good luck in your drafts.